Listening Library presents The Mystery of the Cupboard by Lynn Reed Banks, read by the author.
Chapter 1, The Longhouse. But, Mum, I don't want to move house again. Omri's mother stared at him with her mouth slightly ajar. She turned away for a moment as if she simply couldn't think of a thing to say, and then swiftly turned back. Omri, you know what? You're incredible. Ever since we moved here, you've done nothing but moan. You hated the district, you hated the street, you hated the house. I never said I hated the house. I like the house. I love the garden. Anyway, even if I did hate it, I wouldn't want to move. All that packing and general hassle last time, it was awful. Why do we have to move again? Listen, darling, you remember the freak storm? Omri stared at her. Remember it? Could anyone who'd survived it possibly ever forget it? Oh, stupid me. Of course you do. I only meant, well, it wrecked the greenhouse. It wrecked my room. The chimney fell off. The roof had to be... But, Mum, that was all months ago. It's all been mended pretty well. At vast cost, put in his father, who was sitting at the breakfast room table writing out a description of their house. It was coming home unexpectedly early and catching his father on the phone to an estate agent that had tipped Omri off that his parents were thinking about selling and moving. Yes, and now with a new roof and everything, it's a good time to sell. Besides, Dad really hates living in town. Now it was Omri's turn to have his mouth hanging open. You mean we're not going to live in London? No, we're going to live in the country. Omri sat up sharply. The country? He almost shouted, as dismayed as if his father had announced.